Greetings, friends of Jesus. It's Pastor Bob. And it's Saturday, March 18th, 2023, in case you lost track. But more importantly, it's our 22nd day of our walk through Lent together. 22nd day. We've turned the corner and we're heading back home. Amen. That empty tomb is our home. That's where we're heading. But we're not there yet. And today we have a devotional from John Pavlovitz's little devotional book called Rise. And it's called The Prayer You Can Pray. The Prayer You Can Pray. Let's start with Scripture. And we go to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. Remember, we were just in Matthew, chapter 5. So whenever you're in Matthew chapters 5, 6, or 7, you know you're hearing the Sermon on the Mount, part of that great compilation of Jesus' teachings that form the foundation of his way, right? So this is from that, and he's talking about how we should pray. So here's the words of Jesus from Matthew 6, 5 through 7. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. May God bless the reading and hearing of the word. It's just, some of these things are so straightforward and simple, and yet so-called Christian leaders just continue to stomp all over these words of Jesus and make their prayers as fancy and long and, well, you know, self-centered as they can, and want to make sure we all see them. Let's get on to John Pavlovitz's devotion. He says, confession. I get self-conscious writing greeting cards. It's a strange kind of writer's performance anxiety, I guess. As someone whose life's work is the arranging of words, I feel expected to come up with something especially profound on special occasions. I had a similar problem back when I was a working artist. Anytime I had to play Pictionary, I figured people would be disappointed if my 12-second sketch of a cruise ship or a skyscraper didn't include the proper two-point perspective. As a Christian, I used to think I needed to impress God with my prayers. I grew more and more self-aware when praying, whether out loud or in my head, trying to string together words that sounded properly religious or especially astute, as if God would be in awe of them. I suppose I was trying to impress the people who could hear those prayers more than anything. One day, I realized that if God was indeed God, then God created all those words, and nothing I could say would really be a revelation. There was no impressing to be done. Not only could God not be impressed, but God could not be fooled either. No matter the state of my belief or the condition of my heart, God could handle that. And anything less than authenticity was a waste of energy. So I started praying whatever prayer I could. Other people tend to be uncomfortable with our doubts, our vacillation, and our messy, unsteady faith. But fortunately, the spiritual journey isn't about impressing those people. In fact, it isn't about impressing God. God is unimpressible. Thankfully, whoever and whatever God is can bear the weight of our questions, takes no offense at our uncertainty, and welcomes the unadorned words from honest hearts. Today, pray whatever prayer you pray, and know it is perfectly stated. Amen. And just a couple housekeeping notes. For tomorrow, Sunday is a day away. We're going to have a wonderful 10 a.m. worship service. We've got a wonderful little segment of The Chosen for lunch, all about children and Jesus and some sandwiches and chips and stuff right after the service. Anybody's welcome, by the way. And 4 o'clock is our book study. We'll be in the Genesis room tomorrow night, in the Genesis room at 4 o'clock, 4 to 5:15. And until then, have a holy Saturday. Have a peaceful night, and may the sun rise on your Sabbath like never before. In Jesus' name, amen.